The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
Hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you this morning. It is Monday, March the 20th, and it is a very big day in the Leishman household because Mark Leishman actually comes almost out of nowhere. I don't think he was the one that people were considering was going to be one of the guys winning this tournament, but on the 70th hole, he sinks a 70-foot eagle putt, and he wins the Arnold Palmer Invitational presented by MasterCard. It's the first tournament that Arnold Palmer has not been there and since his passing. And so it was a bittersweet event for a lot of the pro golfers. But congratulations to Mark Leishman. We're going to talk about what he did in the tournament and how the other guys fared or did not fare quite as well. We have Steve Johnson with Hank Haney Golf also joining us a little bit later on in the show. College basketball all over the country. If you're into March Madness, this is your time of year because there are so many games over the weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a few big upsets. Some other teams that are advancing that maybe you hadn't thought about. So we'll talk about that a little bit as well. So a lot of stuff going on this week. A shorter week on the PGA Tour because we have the next event coming up on Wednesday, the WGC Dell Invitational at down in Austin, which I was at last year. Great, great event at a beautiful golf course. And so we'll talk about that as well. A lot of things happening in the world. Frank Bassett joins us from the Nashville studios. Frank, how are you doing today? Everything good?
I'm sad, Tim. It was a bittersweet weekend. I wasn't in I was in Tucson last year at the Conquistador Classic. And so after we completed the API, the Arnold Palmer Invitational presented by MasterCard, I flipped over very quickly to the Tucson Conquistador Classic and saw all my good friends. And they were tweeting me, texting me back and forth. I wish you were here. You know, we're about to get the party started. So Omni Tucson Resort. Fabulous place, and shame we weren't there this year. We couldn't logistically because of some things going on and the Masters kind of taking on a different sort of feel this year. It's going to be a lot bigger than it's been before for us at the Azalea House, AzaleaHospitality.com, and everything that we're doing with Folds of Honor and Caddy for a Cure and L's for Autism and some other things that can't be talked about yet, but some really special things. So anyway, long story short, I'm doing good. There you go. Is that the answer you wanted?
Yeah, there you go. That's the one I wanted, I guess. Yeah. I was born back in 1970. Yeah.
I was born. That's right. Tom Lehman, I mean, can you believe he won the Tucson Conquistador Classic over Stricker? Stricker had it in his hand, in his pocket. He had the check. And Stricker does that down the stretch. He never does that.
No. But you know what? It is what it is, right? I mean, Kistner, Hoffman, McIlroy probably all thought they had the Arnold Palmer Invitational one, and Mark Leishman kind of comes out of nowhere.
It was 51 and a half feet that he drained. Is actually the distance of that putt. It seemed like it was
51 and a half.
100 miles, but
51. I thought it was 60 or 70. Yeah. 51 and a half.
Well, it looked like it.
Well, and if you remember, Charlie Hoffman finishing his round on Saturday to put him in a tie for the lead going into the final round, he was the one who, maybe that's where I got confused. I think his was a 70-foot putt. Remember on the 18th hole that he got to go down? So, yeah, some dramatic putts made in the last few holes, both Saturday and Sunday.
Well, Hoffman birdied the 18th hole all 4 days. All 4 days.
I know.
That's unbelievable. That is Bay Hill is a tough, tough golf course. I mean, it's very playable as a resort set up, you know, for resort play. But as a championship course, it's a bear. And I've tried to play it from back there in the old days when I could swing a little harder. And it still was just a killer. And I think there was another golf club that was tossed into the water at Bay Hill again. Every year, somebody throws a golf club in the water at Bay Hill. So we won't mention it to the player. We won't go there. But it was pretty funny. it wasn't funny to him. But anyway, a lot of great golf this weekend. I mean, with the LPGA and the Bank of Hope tournament in Scottsdale was really a good tournament. And then the Conquistador Classic in Tucson and the Arnold Palmer Invitational presented by MasterCard at Bay Hill. I mean, it was a great weekend. A lot of golf. I watched a lot of golf this weekend. Listened to a lot of golf. Listened to a PGA Tour radio free on the app, you know, where we live, on PGAtour.com/podcasts. That was great. The team was good. Our buddy Zacchino, the menace from the north, the Canadian, the host of Golf Talk Canada, was on the grounds. I was texting him, kind of pulling his chain while he was trying to do play-by-play. So I'm sure our executive producer, Dave Lowe, would not appreciate hearing that. I shouldn't have said it. but I was messing with Zacchino. And you know from history, Tim, when you're out there doing play-by-play, and I've had the headset on before out there, and there's a lot of stuff going on in your ears at one time when you're trying to do the play-by-play. Oh, yeah. It's confusing.
Yep. Lots of stuff, yeah. It is. But I live in a state of confusion, so it really doesn't doesn't bother me
too
much.
You lived in Texas. Hey, I got to tell you, one thing in the play-by-play this weekend was really funny for our listeners is Mark McCumber's mic wasn't off at one time, and you heard him. He's made a comment, and then he flipped to Earl Force, and he went, oops, uh-oh.
Yeah.
never happens. Those guys are so polished and so good.
Yeah.
But again,
anything can happen.
I'm belaboring
live
it.
Broadcasting, right?
Yeah. That team this weekend, you know, Bill Rosinski and Mark Zacchino and Earl Forsey and Mark McCumber, and all the guys are so good out there. So,
yeah.
Really love
listening
to it.
Did a great job.
Anyway, so what did you do this
Another
weekend?
Another guy does
did
a great
golf?
Job. No, I did not.
Killed
I did
your
not.
Transition.
I actually watched a lot of basketball.
Killed your transition, didn't I?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's okay.
just try to help, brother.
talk about somebody who lives in a state of confusion. I just kind of sit back. I'm like, where's Frank going? Whatever.
Oh, yeah. You never
we'll
know.
Get back this, to center soon. This, yeah.
This brain is one bubble short of plum. Speaking of confusion.
I do want to say this before we get to Steve Johnson and talk a little bit more about golf. Let's take a quick break if we can here, Frank. We've got as you said, a lot of stuff heading our way, including the Masters. We also have our good friends at French Lick, Brendan Sweeney, inviting us down there for their big tournament coming up later this summer. I think the media event is actually coming up this month, is it not, Frank?
Coming up in April.
The French Lick, yeah coming up pretty soon for that. So a lot of things happening on our schedule. We've got so many people that we have to thank and look forward to seeing here in the coming days. But we'll have Steve Johnson with us. Let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back and talk to Steve Johnson with Hank Haney Golf. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year. Our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symmetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
Welcome back to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. Tim Matthews along with Frank Bassett in the Nashville studios. And while we are very happy for Mark Leishman, what happened for him at the Arnold Palmer Invitational presented by MasterCard and his entire family. We'll talk about that in a little bit. His very, very tough family situation a few years ago with his wife, that they overcame that, and that's wonderful. And here he gets the victory. So great job for Mark Leishman. And, of course, heading down the road, we have the Dell Match Play in Austin starting on Wednesday. WGC championship there. So a lot of golf right around the corner. Hardly time to cash your check for Mark Leishman before we're back in action. But of course, most of the eyes are going to be on what's happening in a couple of weeks when we're going to be down in Augusta, Georgia with a few other golfer friends of ours for the Masters, which, for my money, best tournament in the world every year that everybody looks forward to. And I certainly do. And we can't wait to get down there. And a guy who's been there a few times and knows what it takes to win there from a coaching standpoint and being around Tiger Woods for so many years. Our good friend Steve Johnson joins us now. Steve, how are you doing today? Everything good?
Doing great, Tim.
Hey, I bring that up because Tiger's making the rounds today on a lot of different talk shows about his book that's coming out. A lot of it's about the Masters and his first win at the Masters, youngest man to win at the Masters, but he also brings in the book about stories about his father and his youth and growing up with his father and then losing his father and whatnot. For your money, and of course, being around Tiger as many years as you were when Hank was coaching Tiger Woods and certainly playing so well at the Masters, the father figure part of it. When his father passed away, it seemed very significant, obviously, like it would be for all of us. Was that a huge moment in the change for Tiger Woods? I mean, as far as the things that started to kind of go sideways for Tiger a little bit, did a lot of it happen off the golf course after his dad passed away? And what was the relationship like, as far as you could tell, between Tiger and his father?
Well, you know, Earl had a very unique relationship with Tiger. And I only met Earl a few times, but through Hank, I'd heard a lot of stories. And we always point to Earl as a person that not only was a great coach, but was also, to believe it or not, I mean, there are a lot of things he did that were great in his father. He, as Tiger got older, as he became more his own person, Earl really let Tiger make a lot of the decisions and really was just in an advisory role in the direction and some of the things that Tiger needed to choose direction in. Tiger lived on the East Coast. Earl lived on the West Coast. You know, Tiger would even tell you, he told me, he said, you know what, hey, my dad and I, when we practiced together, we were trying to beat each other. So they were more competitors on the golf course than they were mentor and student. But in terms of Earl's influence on Tiger, I think Earl kept Tiger focused. I don't think you can say that the death of Earl was really the downfall of Tiger. When you lose a parent, it's tough. I mean, it's tough for anyone. I don't think it impacted Tiger any more than it would anyone else that loses a parent. But, you know, there was some – Earl Woods was not perfect. I mean, he was – although he – his record in terms of his coaching was impeccable. And the results he got in his son off the golf course were, I mean, by many standards, unmatched. You can't say that there wasn't, you know, that there wasn't a dark side to it either. I mean, you know, Earl Woods was not perfect. He did the best he could, but you know, I mean, I don't want to get myself cornered here, but overall, I'd say there were a lot more positives than there were negatives in the relationship of Earl and Tiger. Tiger was not looking to find another father figure. That was very clear. There's some guys that tried to assume that role as mentors and advisors, but I got to say, probably the closest advisor he has now is his agent Mark Steinberg.
Yeah, you know, you said something very interesting, Steve, about losing a parent. And the day I lost my father, personally, on a personal note, I was on my way to play golf with him, and walked into the house, and there he was. And it's traumatizing when you lose a parent. I mean, it's just it's brutal. And my dad was my golf teacher, and we played against each other, and not to the level of a Tiger Woods, Earl Woods, but Dad was really good. But I tried to beat him. I wanted to beat him so badly that it just destroyed my game because I took chances and did things just to try and beat him. And he just invariably, the harder I would swing and the faster I would swing, the slower he would swing. And the he just putted great. So anyway, long story short, that just touched my heart when you talked about losing a parent. But I want to jump in here, Tim, for a minute, because I was listening to Steve on the air Friday. I almost called in to Hank's show, and Steve was on. And Steve said something that I almost ran off the road. He said, I would rather go to Augusta National, to the Masters, to a practice round, and see the tournament rather than play the course. Do you remember that statement, Steve?
I remember that. Well, I said that yesterday.
Hank jumped off. Was it yesterday?
I can remember that.
Hank jumped all over you.
Well, you know, here's the thing. When you talk about, I turned down the invitation one time. That was probably the silliest thing I've ever done, one of the silliest I've ever done in my life. But then when I did get invited again, I jumped on it, and I was going to make it work. Don't get me wrong. I loved playing Augusta National. But if a person had a choice to go play it one time or to go to see the tournament one time, I would definitely go see the tournament. because, I mean, my partner, Hank Haney, is one of the – he loves events. I mean, there's not an event that he doesn't love to go see, especially if it's a spectacle. I mean, it could be the Kentucky Derby. It could be the Indy 500. It could be Daytona. It could be a concert. He said Augusta, going to the Masters is probably the best event he's ever been to. So, I mean, although I'd love to see people get to play the golf course, we know what kind of a rare, I mean, I've been part of the business for 30 years and got two invitations. I mean, what's the likelihood of somebody getting an invitation to play Augusta National? But one of our workers downstairs, Wayne, his brother got in the lottery for the tickets to the Masters, and I'll be darned, he's got Tuesday practice round tickets this year, and they are so excited about going to see all the people there, to see the fans there, to see the course in its glory. I just hope all of the azaleas haven't bloomed yet. I heard they were blooming early.
The weather.
Disneyland for golfers.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Tell them, by the way, while they're there, to please come down and be our guest at Azalea House for some lunch or drinks or after the tournament or whatever, after the day.
I'm going to tell them. Yeah. I'm going to tell them. They're going to come look you up.
Yeah, yeah, just tell them to throw your name out, Steve, and we'll make sure we treat them just like we would treat you.
We'll charge them double.
Yeah, tell them.
Like dirt.
Tell them to go with anonymous.
Well, interesting though, Steve, that listening to the show, and I forgot if it was the weekend ran together for me, but Friday or Sunday or whenever you said that, I was in the car listening, and I've gotten to play Augusta twice in my life with my dad both times, and it was an incredible experience. It is Disneyland for golf. You're absolutely right. We can't wait to be there. I wish you would come join us in Augusta this year.
I know. You're not going to make it this year.
I wish I could come too. But you know what, Frank? It's amazing how that, just me mentioning the Earl Woods and Tiger's father and all that touched you. You know what? Although it touched Tiger, I don't think it touched Tiger any more than it would touch someone like you or me to lose a parent. Tiger was gaining independence. He says he misses his father, but like we all miss our dads. That don't have their dad here anymore, but you know what? I don't think that's the reason he made the choice that he made. You know, I mean, Tiger has to be accountable for the decisions he made. He's a man; he knows what he's doing.
Sure.
So you know, let's not blame that on Earl Woods.
We're joined by Steve Johnson, managing partner at Hank Haney Golf, and sticking with the Augusta theme here and what we're talking about. We were talking about Tiger's book, the 1997 Masters. My Story is the name of the book just coming out. Two questions, Steve. One, will you read the book? Are you curious what he's got in there, what he's going to say about all these different things? And two, what's the latest that you're hearing about Tiger playing there? Because it seems like we're still in a bit of ambiguity whether or not Tiger thinks he will or will not be at Augusta this year.
Yeah, you know, gosh. Evidently, Mark Steinberg doesn't know what's going on because he said they hadn't even talked about it. Story came out, Brian Wacker wrote a story and said his sources said that Tiger was not going to be playing. And then immediately, Mark Steinberg comes back and says, hey, I don't know who his sources are, you know, Mr. Wacker, who his sources are, but Tiger and I haven't even talked about it. Well, heck, the Masters is 17 days away.
Yeah,
if
when you start talking
about
it.
The Masters, you think that there's probably highly likely that he's not going to be playing this year. And plus, they say he's doing the Tour Insider. Tim Rosefort said that he was doing some chipping, was what he was doing. So, I mean, I don't think there's any chance that he's going to be playing. You know, obviously, when he goes on Good Morning America and he makes a tour about his book, that they're going to ask him about the Masters. But it's typical Tiger, non-answers, saying, I'm hoping to get back. I want to get back. I'm trying to make every effort to get back. You know what? No one's seen him at the golf course.
Yeah.
I mean, if he would have been getting ready, don't you think the guys at the Medalist would have been saying, gosh, darn, Tiger's practicing a bunch and I mean, he's not doing it all in his compound.
Right.
You know, he's got a short game area, and maybe he could hit some balls out into the water, but, you know, you got to play. He hasn't played in a while.
Not quite getting ready for the Masters, yeah. So I agree. It seems like he's been too much out of the limelight as far as making practice rounds and being out there, whether it's on the tour or even practicing on his own, to ever think that he's going to be ready to play the challenge that Augusta presents. By the way, the non-answers, you're right. That's part of some of the quotes I'm reading about his book. He said that that's one of the influences his father gave him. Never give people, media, too much. So he says, I've gotten really good at giving non-answers. That's just my nature.
Right.
That I'm not known as a good interview or a good quote because I don't give up much of myself. He says, I got that from my dad who, you know, understandably was trying to protect him. He knew from a young age that Tiger Woods was going to be besieged by media and different people. And we still see it today, just what we're talking about. We don't know. He doesn't tell you an awful lot whether or not he's going to be playing in a tournament that we'd all love to see him play at. I mean, that's the thing is I think we were all watching, and Frank, if you're watching Bay Hill, they showed, was it 09, 08 or 09 when he won with Arnie standing there at greenside and he had to sink about a 20-foot putt to win it. He pumps his fist. I mean, that's the Tiger that we all know and love and would love to see that come back again. I just don't know that it ever will. Steve, you said that you think he may play, if at all this year, not even just the Masters, at all this year, it would be very sparingly. You still think that we may see very little, if any, of Tiger Woods on the entire tour in 2017?
Well, we haven't so far. We haven't seen any indication that he's going to step it up and that he can't even step it up with his back, with the issues that he's had in his back. And they were talking about, Tim, they were talking about back spasms. Well, back spasms don't last 8 weeks.
Right.
There must be some other issues there. So, I mean, until he has a clean bill of health where he can get out there and play for me, he played one practice round in a tournament round in Dubai and had to pull out. So, you know, I just don't see, there's no indication that he's going to be doing anything soon. And, I mean, anyone that thinks that they're going to get some insights on the real Tiger from his book, I think that they're going to be disappointed because I think it's just going to be more of the same. It's going to be, you know, just cliche type stories and answers, things that we've already heard. I don't think there's going to be anything in that book that we don't already know. On a good note, you know, there was an event at Augusta National last week. Did you know that?
There was. I don't know that I did know that.
Yes.
What
it's called
it?
The Jamboree. It's a big member event,
yep,
that they have before the Masters. And two of the pros were there, two of their members that are pros were there. Jack Nicklaus was there and John Harris was there. And heard the course was in great condition. Now, for those of us that have chipping and pitching difficulties, I was told that the mowing height has been cut down this year. It is it did get a little bit. The growing season started early for them, but then it's gotten cold there, and the grass has slowed down a bunch. And there's a lot of thin lies over there, Tim. Just a little warning
really?
For you.
Yeah.
Has Tim been known to scull a ball or two across the green?
Why does it always come back to this?
That is one of the options that Tim comes with.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard, that the
tight
lies.
Maybe they're going to make this course tough this year.
I hope so.
Wow, really?
It'll make it more fun.
I'll be putting from the fairway
every
chance I get.
You know what? Sometimes that doesn't. What do you think, Steve?
Yeah, well.
Everybody's talking about Roy McIlroy's games ready. I mean, he had the two best rounds of the week. Saturday and Sunday of this week, his game looks like it's really, really coming together. You think it's his year for the Masters?
It's all about putting for him. I mean, his ball striking, he's one of the best. And his length off the tee is unbelievable. For a guy of his stature, he can really move that ball. I think he's averaging, 308 for the year. Now it's just a small sampling of rounds of golf that he's had, but man, he's dwarfing the size of the golf course. He could make Augusta look like the old Augusta, you know, hitting short irons into the par fours.
Yeah.
Obviously hitting all of the par fives and two. We'll wait and see on his putting. He didn't end very well yesterday. He had a three putt on 18.
That they closed it out badly. But he's ranked number one for the week last week. The longest drive at Bay Hill was 383 yards for him. That's a big poke.
Right. It sounds like his stress fracture is healed. So, I mean, he's in good shape. He's at number two in the world now. So we're just behind Dustin Johnson. I'm thinking that, Tim's man, Jordan Spieth, is probably the favorite. And he's played there three times and gotten a first and 2 seconds. He loves the place. We talked about this before. I saw him in December. He was there with the AT&T boys at Augusta National, and he is giddy when he plays there. I mean, he's just, we happened to pass him. I was coming off the 18th hole, and he was coming to 10, and he came, made it a point to come over and say, "Hey, did you see that? That's a Sunday 10 that you guys just played to." So there's not much about that place that he doesn't like. And, he's been off for 3 weeks. No telling how many times he's been to Augusta, honing his game in there. So we're going to see him this week. I'm not sure if we're going to see him in Houston, but we'll definitely see him this week at the Match Play World Golf Championship event in Austin. But I think he's my favorite.
I think he's everybody's favorite, Tim, don't you? I mean,
I mean, as Steve pointed out, he's not 3 for 3 in wins, but he's 3 for 3 in great tournaments and has been in the hunt for 3 straight times, starting at 19. So he knows the course. He loves the course. I think if he gets through Thursday's first round and gets past 12 with a par or something decent, gets that ghost out of his head. Cause I know he's played it since then, as Steve alluded to, but actually doing it in competition in the tournament, I think that ghost will be gone. Then I think he'll be fine. I just hope that there aren't any lingering. You never know, right? The mind is a crazy thing. You just never know what's going to come back to haunt somebody.
That's in the rearview mirror, Tim.
I bet it is, too.
Yeah. Well, I certainly hope so. He's young enough that it should be. But if you talk to the Greg Normans and stuff, they'll tell you things do linger. When you've had bad tournaments or bad things happen and it costs you, especially in majors, we all think, that's what they do and they'll be over it. Greg Norman will tell you he still thinks about it, things that happened to him when he lost a 6-shot lead. And Arnie even alluded to the fact that he could remember losing big leads with 5-shot lead with 9 holes to play at tournaments. So it does hang in there. You just hope that they, it doesn't overbear, his game and make him think about it too much when he's playing, but I think it'd be fine. So yeah, I'm looking forward to Spieth. I'm looking forward to being there. Steve, I know you got to go and we'll let you go. Before we do, if people want to send videos to you, it's a great service that you provide for people free, that if they want to get some help and send a video to you, you'll take a look at it and work on it for them, help them, send them back some tips. What do they need to do if people want to do that or listening?
We're looking for a down-the-line view, and a down-the-line view is one where we can see the target. We can see how you're aiming relative to the target. We can see your swing shape. We can even see where the ball starts out. Tell us your big miss. Use your mobile device and just click a video. Just one swing. We don't need a bunch of swings. Just one swing. Send it to golfschools@hankhaney.com, and within 24 hours, we're going to help you fix that big miss and get a game plan so 2017 can be your best golf season ever.
I like that. I'm going to do that.
Yeah,
it's going to be 75 degrees here in Nashville today, so I'm going to go film my swing and send it to Steve. It'll break the camera.
You're going to have golf clubs, Frank, before you can swing. So.
You know, and I'm
glad, why would you bring that up? Why?
I'm glad you brought that up. Why would you do that? I've got a whole bag full of Seymour putters. I'll tell you that. But
trade them in.
Yeah, I mean, no. I love my Seymour putters. Love those. Yeah, I need some clubs for anybody listening out there. Poor Frank needs new golf clubs.
For anybody listening, it's like you're sending it to the guy in Topeka. Anybody listening that wants to send Frank clubs?
I've seen our demographics. We have people in the Ukraine that listen to us. Believe it or not.
Yeah. Don't send Frank clubs from the Ukraine. Yeah.
The Russian
you'll be on somebody's radar if you get clubs from Russia, Frank.
Comey will visit.
You don't need that. Yeah, okay, you don't need that problem.
Enough of that.
All right, Steve, we appreciate it. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Steve. Have a good one.
All right, take care. Steve Johnson, managing partner at Hank Haney Golf. Yeah.
Funny. Don't send Frank clubs from the Ukraine. Please. Yeah.
Of all the places you bring up where you're going to get clubs from, like Russia? No, don't be doing that.
Today is the day that the FBI goes before the Senate committee on all that.
I know.
So this is a big week for us and golf.
For the White House? For the White House?
The White House is a huge week. But it's a big week for us in golf, too, because the WGC match play in Austin is going to be a lot of fun. That's a fun tournament. Love that place.
Great course, too. Great golf course
food,
there, too.
Great music. Austin, Texas, are you kidding me? What a great spot.
But I was just kind of down in that area, Frank, when I sent you that the picture when we did the show when I was calling you from kind of the middle of nowhere, Texas. Yeah. That was in Waco. But before that, that rustic inn that I was staying at was about an hour outside of Austin.
Shabby Chic.
Just real – the Shabby Chic place there, yeah. Real pretty country, though. Really, the hill country of central Texas there is really pretty. So all the big names will be there. Match play. People like match play. It's a different kind of format. It's fun. Again, they start Wednesday, so mark your calendars. It's starting a little bit earlier than they normally would, but, it should be great. Then they go to Houston, meaning the tour players go to Houston, which is a great setup and a great preview for a lot of them for Augusta. And Houston has done a great job, the Shell Houston Open, of setting themselves and putting themselves in a position where you almost can't move them because they are such a great, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but imitator of Augusta National, that a lot of the guys are going, I want to get that feel. I want the greens and the tall pine tree, a lot of similar things to that golf course. It's almost like Houston has positioned themselves perfectly to say, well, the tour can never mess with us because we're
pretty much,
we should always be right there at the preview to Augusta. So
pretty much.
And then they of course go with us to Magnolia Lane and Augusta National. We'll be there with the boys at Azalea House. I'm so looking forward to this, Frank. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tell people again that what we have going on that week at the Masters.
I forgot.
Folds of Honor.
No, I'm kidding.
Caddy for a Cure.
On Sunday, we have, after the drive, chip, and putt competition with the kids, we have a special event for Els for Autism at Azalea House. Ernie Els's team will be there, and Ernie probably will be there with us. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. Els for Autism on Sunday. And you can get tickets. You can come. Just contact azaleahospitality.com. Monday will be the Caddy for a Cure event at Azalea House. That's going to be a big fundraiser and a fun event. So check that one out. Tuesday will be Folds of Honor. We'll have a panel that I'm going to MC. We're going to put you on the panel and make you talk, Tim. I know you hate to talk, but we're just going to have a lot of fun with the Folds people. And then all week at Azalea House, azaleahospitality.com. Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort will be hosting with us, Tim. So it'll be the the Three Stooges. Speak for yourself, right?
Three Stooges take over radio. Yeah.
Oh, boy, here we go. It'll be our last week on PGA Tour Radio. It'll all be over after that. We're going to have a lot of special guests. I mean, Robert Trent Jones is going to be with us. A lot of the NFL players, other celebrities, golfers, caddies, a big event for the caddies there. It's always a big event. A lot of celebrities show up. The Spieth will be there with us too. So,
I spoke with Lance Barrow. He's the executive producer for CBS Golf. He'll be joining us as well. Maybe not in person. He'll be down the road a little bit there. But
he's a Vanderbilt graduate. Why would you invite
him? No, I don't think he is. I don't think he is, Frank.
Didn't Lance graduate from Vanderbilt? No, that's Grant Boone. Grant Boone graduated from Vanderbilt. Never mind. Sorry. Yeah,
he went to Abilene Christian.
Yes, he did. He went to a good school.
Right, good Bassett did. And so we'll have him on and talk about what's going on in the truck and all the great things that they do. Those guys have been going there, you know, Lance and his crew for 30 years or more. But it's one of the big events that CBS does with Jim Nance and everybody every year. So we'll have a great time. We're going to have so many good people that'll be joining us at Augusta. Maybe we'll get Nance.
Do you think they'll let me go and do some broadcasting for CBS?
Yeah, I'm sure. Just show up at the truck, and they'll hand you a microphone and send you out.
Honestly, I did that. They took me through the CBS truck at a tournament several years ago. I can't remember what tournament it was. Somewhere, whatever. But I got to go through the CBS truck, and they introduced me to everybody. It was a lot of fun. And just to see inside those trucks what goes on to put on a golf tournament. Like you say, Tim, it's not like a football game. A golf tournament, there's a million things going on at one time.
Right. And, it's not all right in front of you. So a guy like Lance Barrow is a magician to be able to tape some shots because, of course, when we watch it, they're not all live because they can't be because so many things are going on at one time at 18 different holes on the golf course. So, it's magic, really, when you watch how it all can come together. And he does it so effortlessly. And, of course, been doing it forever and worked before with Frank Cherkinian, Hall of Fame broadcaster, and learn from the best how to do it, but it, how it all comes together and isn't, if I was doing that, Frank, it would be Three Stooges. If I was in that truck, oh my God.
Oh, I'd just have a bowl.
No, camera one, camera six, five, have, no, come
no,
over
no, no,
here.
No. I'd have a bowl of Valium. Oh my God. Just have a bowl of Valium, like jelly beans, just eat them.
Oh, plus I'd probably get caught up watching, right? I'd be such a fan of golf, you'd be going, oh, hey, that's a great show. Oh, wait a minute, what am I supposed to be doing? I'd have no idea. So, anyway, yeah. It'll be fun, but they do, CBS does a phenomenal job with that. Yeah. And we're looking forward to being a small part of that. By the way, one last comment about Augusta, Frank. They did change the format, did they not, for the par three tournament?
They have. Yeah, they've
changed
it around.
So they're not letting everybody participate. Nope. It had been kind of open to anybody, including former champions. So you saw a lot of, you know, Ben Crenshaw's and whoever would play in it. Now they're limiting. I think the former winners could still be in it, but I think they're limiting the current field of PGA Tour players that are playing at the tournament. I think they're limiting how many of them can play in it. So it's changed a little bit. I think it's just getting too popular or too busy. Maybe it's taking too long. And so they've kind of whittled it down a little bit. And so it'll be fun. I've never seen that actually, Frank. I've been there to Augusta just once, but I want to go watch that this year.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, that par three tournament's a blast. It's turned into as big a thing as a round of golf there. I mean, it's huge, and it's very relaxed. It's not like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Augusta.
Little kids are caddying for their dads and stuff. You know,
it's
so cute.
And hitting shots. Yeah, you know, nobody's really playing seriously. Well,
they have such a good time.
Some people do.
Was it last year or a couple of years ago? Rory's caddy in that was, I don't remember the guy's name, but the guy from One Direction, right? The boy band.
Yeah.
His friend from England was actually his caddy on the bag for that. So that's kind of fun that these guys have. They just bring their buddies, their friends, their kids, whatever.
Being a musician. So the classic line is you come through the doors, I'm with the band. I'm with the band.
Yeah.
Instead of
that apparently gets you in.
It'll get you in the back door, man. Get you backstage. Speaking of I'm with the band, Laura Brina is going to join us in Augusta. That's going to be a blast. She's going to perform for the Folds of Honor event, sing some of her new songs and some old favorites. She's, of course, does That's America to Me for Golf Talk America, and she just interviewed Clint Black, or will be interviewing Clint Black. I'm sorry. She's coming to Nashville from Los Angeles. Going to interview Clint Black. And so we'll have that interview for you as soon as we get that one done. And she'll be with us in Augusta. I mean, it's Sweeney, you, me, Roger, our buddy Roger Sarche, Laura's manager and our partner in Golf Talk America.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a mess. It's just going to be a mess.
And we'll be there the whole week
at Azalea
House. And they're going to put on a phenomenal show. So if you can't get there, and I know a lot of people can't, it's a weekday, it's business, and you got work to do and a lot of other things going on. Everybody can't get there. Just be sure to listen to us every day, and we'll be broadcasting. We'll be on the podcast, right, Frank? So we'll be posted, but it'll be up every day by early afternoon or so, every day?
Every day by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so you can listen to it at your leisure at night or driving home in the car if you have Apple Play in your car or Bluetooth. But we'll be doing live shows at the Azalea House.
For people that are there, sure.
Yeah, we'll be doing live, full-blown shows. So last year, it was, as you know, it was crazy. This year, it's going to be crazier. And you never know what's going to come out of our good friend Brendan Sweeney's mouth. You just never know what Brendan's going to say. By the way, I talked to him this morning, and just for our listeners, the LPGA Senior Championship, first ever to be held in July at French Lick, at the Pete Dye course at French Lick. Check it out, FrenchLick.com, because that's going to be a fabulous event. Our media day, as you said earlier, is coming up next month, and you're going to try to make it up there, I believe, I hope.
I'm going to try. I certainly am. Yes, I am.
Yeah, it's a great golf course. I can't wait to see you get out on the Pete Dye course and stand on the back tees. On the back tees, it placed over 8,100 yards. Just look at
only for pictures, only to take photos. The only reason I'd be on those back tees, 8,000 yards.
Oh, that's crazy.
Only if I'm going to be. Yeah,
my car won't go that far.
No,
come on,
it's crazy.
Anyway, hey, congratulations to our friends, the Conquistadors. They do a lot for charity in Tucson, and my apologies for not being there this year. The Tucson Conquistador Classic, which was won by Tom Lehman. And congratulations to Mark Leishman.
Maybe next year. Maybe we get back there next year. We got a lot of stuff going on. We're wanted everywhere, Frank.
Yeah.
That's probably the right way to put it. We are wanted everywhere.
Yeah, I'm running
by law enforcement everywhere.
Instead of political office, I'm running for county line. I gotta get out of here
as fast as
we need some bumper music. I wish Bobby Raymond was on the bag for us today. The song would be "We Got to Get Out of This Place" if it's the last thing we ever do.
Well, we do got to get out of here. We are done for today. We do appreciate Steve Johnson joining us. Don't forget, Tiger's book is out. If you're interested, check it out. Tiger's book, Amazon or all over bookstores and whatnot, to see what he talks about the 1997 Master Championship that he won there, his first one ever at the youngest age ever as well. Again, congratulations, Mark Leishman, winner of the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill. All right, we'll be joining you in a couple of days. Everybody will be down in Austin. We'll be talking about it next time we join right here on Golf Talk America. So for Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. We appreciate everybody, and please join us next time. We'll see you then.
Bye.